From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
Yes, it's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. Here he is, that panhandle puffball, Smiley Burnett.
Oh, you got a good name for me there, Joe. Hey, I came in on the train today.
Yep.
Oh, the funniest thing happened. The funniest thing ever you hear.
Well, don't keep it to yourself. What was it?
Well, so I'm trying to tell you. Just be quiet now. A fella got on the train, found himself a seat, sat down, made himself all comfortable, and took out a sign and hung it on his chest and then went to sleep.
Well, what's the funny about that?
The sign, it says, on the sign it says, I think Washington is in a mess. Business will be better next month. The president should be limited to 2 terms. Wake me up at sunset and vine. Joe.
Yes, Mother.
The other day, when George and the boys come out to the ranch, they wanted to take a horseback ride, and I caught Doug Dalton putting the saddle on the horse backwards, and I says, what you doing that for?
What did he say?
Well, he says, that's the way I'll be heading in a minute anyhow. Might as well put her on there.
Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Dance by the light of the moon. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Dance by the light of the moon.
I bit on it again. Oh, that Doug Dalton is always trying to pull a gag on me, and he got me on it again.
Got you, did he?
Yeah, he says, Smiley, put your hand on your hip.
Uh-huh.
I says, what for? He said, I want to see that pot with a handle on it. I bite on that every time. I sure do. I don't have the program yet, and how's about you tell me what comes up next?
Well, right now, Smiley, we want a word from our sponsor.
We sure do. I should have known that. Listen to the man. Know it, but none of our listeners know it, but we're going to tell you right now that we are really flattered to have old George Morgan, a good friend of mine from down Nashville way.
Hi, George.
Hello, George. George, I've been giving some careful thought to our interview here right now, and I figured out the best way to find out something about you is just pretend that I'm dumb. You know, that ain't easy, neither. You know that?
You have to strain.
I'm just going to pretend I don't know nothing about you. And I'm going to ask you some silly questions so that them that maybe hadn't heard nothing about you, they'll know. Mr. George Morgan, we're into the interview now. Let's go.
Yes.
Mr. George Morgan, tell us about where you started and all the different records you've made. And so just take off there, will you?
Just
let me
start off.
Just
well,
start
let's
off.
See. I started.
How'd you get into this mess anyhow?
I started in Worcester, Ohio, Smiley, about 4 years ago.
Worcester?
That's right.
Yeah?
And went to Wheeling, West Virginia from there.
Were you on a radio station in Worcester?
Uh-huh.
And then you went down to Wheeling?
Yeah.
Down to old Big Slim and all
down
the boys
Big
down
Slim
there?
Big Slim and Hawkshaw.
Well,
and
what,
all
Hawkshaw?
Those fellas, yeah.
Well, that's a good a place to start from, as I know. You finally wound up down in Nashville.
But not in Nashville, Tennessee.
And, of course, that record... Oh, I'm supposed to not pretend like I don't know nothing about that. Yeah. What was the name of that big record you had down there?
I think it was Candy Kisses.
Oh, sure. That's right. Well, thank you very much, George. I can't go on with this. This is a farce, you know
that? You're a fine interviewer, though.
Yeah, ain't I, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now, let's end this interview and have you sing a right pretty song. Everybody pull your chairs up now and just relax and don't collapse now, because it ain't me singing. It's George Morgan. He's going to sing My Mother's Eyes.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told that road all paved with gold, I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, one lonely I walk the straight and narrow to reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, a real unselfish love I found in my mother.
I thought it was nice to have old George here with us. Well, we like old George. George, you come back again someday. Say, you know, a funny thing happened on a streetcar over the other day. I was on my way home from Freeman, and a woman on the car poked the conductor with an umbrella and hollered, "Is that the First National Bank?" The conductor says, "No, that's my stomach." Say, the undertaking parlor's got a new sign at that bad intersection in Freeman.
Hey, well, that's good. Lots of people have been having wrecks down there. What, what does the sign say?
Well, it says, "Drive carefully. We can wait." I'm going to dedicate my song now to all of my fishing cronies now. Yes, sir. The one I go fishing with, old Ralph Larned up there in Colorado, and Cy Simon and all the boys down there in Springfield. All them fellas that go fishing with me, here's a song called Pesky Perch. On the bank of a lake stood 100 limousines. On the lake there were boats by the dozen. There were green shirts, green pants, stripes up the middle, and outboards a-whining and a-buzzing. Oh, the flies and the poppers and the spoons beat the air. There were spinners big around as a dacian, with 20,000 anglers hitting the shore after dark. And among them they had one fish. Oh, the poor little feller, the poor little feller. They might just as well have gone to church. But you can bet your life that they won't be telling the wife that they caught one stinking little perch, that they caught one pesky little perch. On the bank stood a kid with a little birch pole, some worms and an old rusty pin. He had to stand behind a tree when he baited up his hook, or the big fish would come and pull him in. He caught all his fish without a fly or a popper, and he wouldn't know a plug from a spinner. But he met some nice fellers with green pants and shirts, and they all bought fish for their dinner. Oh, the poor little feller, the poor little feller, with only a pole made of birch. Now it all goes to show that you don't need dough to catch more than one stinking little perch, to catch more than one pesky little perch. Yeah. Where we can get coffee pretty cheap now. It's down to a quarter.
Down to a quarter?
Yeah. Yeah, no special service with it, though. You got to blow and saucer it yourself.
Oh.
Well, doggies, folks, we sure have had fun. We particularly thank old George Morgan for being on our show today. Wasn't that nice of him?
You betcha.
Until we see you again, folks, this is Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me. I'll dare you to talk about me. And goodbye.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet George Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.